push back on a couple of issues, including Canada becoming the 51st state. So it'll be interesting now that they step away from the cameras and the microphones. They sit down, they break bread together, they have a lunch planned, and then they have a meeting this afternoon. No doubt we will hear later today from both the U.S. and Canadian counterparts how the meeting went. And then don't forget, tomorrow morning, as I mentioned, we have Kelly Malone, who is the Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press, joining us live at 8:30 to kick off the show with a bit of review of that meeting. One thing that was interesting in the exchange is one reporter asked the U.S. president, is there anything that the Canadian prime minister could say that would change your mind and reverse the tariff decisions that you've made? And the U.S. president said no to that. He said the conversation was going to be much more general. Now, when we think about tariffs and the trade war, it often distills down to what are the implications that it's having for industries, industries that are alive and well in Canada. And certainly I think about the construction industry as part of this. The construction industry has to be pulled in a million different directions, everything from trade war and tariffs to a mandate federally we're seeing for increased building of homes, for increased infrastructure builds, for investment in Canada. We saw provincially a mandate for procurement to be done differently, not to include U.S. companies, to focus on Canadian companies, Canadian products. And it makes you wonder, are the people in the construction industry have their heads spinning right now with everything that's going on? You may remember back in March, the Canadian Construction Association said it was disappointed by Donald Trump's decision to plunge into an unnecessary and irresponsible trade war that is going to hurt things on both sides of the border. That is why I'm super happy to have my next guest joining us. Shannon Friesen is the president and CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. And Shannon is joining me in studio today. Shannon, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Evan. Thank you very much for having me.
So, was I wrong? Are heads spinning in the construction world right now with all of these challenges that are going on?
That is 100% an accurate description. I would say that Trump has put the whole industry on a roller coaster ride, mm-hmm. and a ride that we didn't want to be on. So, yes.
The notion of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan, this is actually a fairly new organization. Can you tell me how it came to be?
Yeah, it is actually a newly formed entity. As of the end of November in 2024, we combined five existing provincial construction associations. So Prince Albert, Moose Jaw, Regina, Saskatoon, and the Saskatchewan Construction Association. So right. About 100 years of history of working kind of separately and individually. We are now one unified entity with a very unified voice, both at municipal, provincial, and federal levels. So we're already seeing really positive impact by being stronger together.
I mean, you said a unified voice. It streamlines things like advocacy efforts or even speaking on behalf of industry. If you can bring those groups together, was that a tough thing to do? It was years in the making to make that happen.
Years in the making. Three years it took this time around, and there's been lots of attempts at it in the past. It is actually the hardest thing I've ever done in my career, so it is a very difficult thing.
Well, and let's just talk about that for a second. Shannon Friesen is my guest. You had a role with the Saskatoon Construction Association before this, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I was hired there first.
Yep. And so you're now in this role, president, CEO. It's been since January. What a time to step into this. What would you say right now is the biggest challenge facing your industry?
If I had to wrap it up in one word, I would say uncertainty.
Yeah.
Just on every single front, right? The political upheaval, the tariffs, just everything is up in the air.
How does something like politics play into this? I mean, we've come through before, you know, the year changed, the calendar changed. We had a provincial election. Now, of course, just a week ago, the federal election. Can you help us understand how that level of uncertainty plays into challenges in the construction area?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Premier Moe indicated something recently that really resonates with me. Is that historically, maybe we've had some pretty strong lines between West and East. And so I think historically in our construction industry, we would have thought some of those pretty strong opinions about, you know, the East doesn't see what the West needs. And right at this exact moment in our history, we need to put those differences aside and figure out how to work together. And in construction specifically, how do we move East to West instead of North to South and some of those new ways of working together? So
Is interprovincial trade barriers is something that's come up when we talk about doing more business inside of our country. Is that something that you see in your industry? And how, if you do?
Yeah, it's absolutely one of the options for solving these challenges that we're currently facing. So I think that's a message that, you know, you mentioned the construction and the Canadian Construction Association in your opening remarks, and they're kind of leading the way for us. There's about 62 construction associations across Canada, and we unite under their federal umbrella and, you know, really try to work together across the country. So we have every region represented under our partnerships and trying to find, you know, solve ways to solve this. So, you know, we're talking about the energy corridor, and if, you know, we'll be building that, our industry will build that. So we want to work with all of our partners and get, you know, things flowing east to west in an easier way.
So I think you brought up a good point there that I just want to ensure that we talk about. The Construction Association of Saskatchewan doesn't represent home builders, not residential, correct?
That's right. We have our colleagues in the home builders there, Nicole and Stu, are representing that industry. We work very closely together with them.
So predominantly you're doing industrial work, larger construction projects, that sort of thing.
So commercial, institution, industrial, so hospitals, schools, commercial builds, you know, hotels, those types of things.
And all of this talk about infrastructure investment, I'm guessing, falls in many ways under your umbrella as well.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And before this thing called tariff hit our world, you know, the construction was actually looking really, really optimistic. And, you know, interest rates were declining in 2024, so bringing record high investments from private sector. And it was looking, you know, like lots of things were happening. Sure. The labor force was increasing. And now with the tariffs, you know, kind of looming and not sure about that, it's having a negative impact for sure on all of that growth.
Right. Shannon Friesen is my guest, president and CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. So let's talk about how tariffs have impacted construction specifically. I'm guessing when it comes to wood and lumber, are you able to source Canadian products so that has less impact on you?
Yeah, so lumber is definitely one of the materials that we can supply locally. We don't have much trouble in our province, in our country, even supplying that. But so there's a lot of variability on the reliance for the import out of the U.S. So things like construction equipment overall, like if you sort of summarize all of the categories, we're about 77% on U.S. Trade right now, but lumber would be almost nothing. Things like lime and gypsum would be like 96%.
Reliance.
So some of those things are really reliant on the U.S. And so that's a scramble to try to figure out, you know, where else to get it. And some of our companies and our members are stockpiling some of that material, you know, while we're sort of waiting to see what happens. So there's a lot of different things happening to try to solve it.
And I can imagine, Shannon, that part of the challenge here, because there's the where can we get it? And sometimes that's limited. There's the what makes the best business sense. But there's an emotional side to this that I'm guessing you see when you talk to your member organizations and your member businesses that are involved in your association. How do all of those things reconcile? What are you hearing from your members?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's certainly a feeling that would be felt across Canada is that, you know, we feel it's hard to get your head around how this could be happening, you know, when we've enjoyed, you know, centuries of free trade between our strongest partner to the south, and now we don't have that. Nobody's winning on either side of that supply chain, whether it's us or them.
Right.
So it's hard to get your head around that and understand why that would be happening. So, you know, there's mixed reactions to all of that. I mean, we know as Canadians, we're resilient, we're innovative, and especially construction guys, they're pretty strong. They're going to land on their feet, right? But it's definitely trying.
So we saw recently the provincial government, and this was in response to retaliatory tariffs that came out federally, but each province then took it upon themselves to say, okay, there's some things we can do that are in our control to try and push back against what's going on with the trade war and secure things a little bit for industry in our province. And one of the things was this notion of local procurement or Canadian-focused procurement. Has that had a positive impact on you? Or, and sorry, just before you answer, my understanding is a lot of that might have been happening here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall you want to say, of course we want to support local. That concept is a no-brainer. But it's not as simple as that for some of our members. You know, there's specific things, you know, components of electrical wiring and things that you can only source from the States right now. And so, you know, how do you do that? And, you know, even the provincial government at this time is asking our construction companies to list all their Canadian content. And that seems like a relatively simple thing to do. But again, when you're looking at a piece of construction machinery, for example, mm-hmm. which part of it is Canadian, which part of it, you know, the tires are from somewhere in the States, and then the parts come across, you know, mm-hmm. the parts that go across the border more than one time are especially vulnerable to the tariffs uncertainty, right? They're going to get tariffed a couple different times.
And there's very little choice for business other than to pass that cost along to
right.
whoever the customer is. In your case, when you're talking about industries, it's other businesses. It could be government. It could be a variety of people that are your clients, but the costs are the cost. And is there... I'm guessing some back and forth discussion about how much can be absorbed versus how much has to be charged out.
Exactly. And those are exactly some of the conversations and some of the challenges in our industry right now is who's bearing that risk, right? Mm. So we're trying to encourage our members and all sort of aspects of the procurement cycle, whether it's the developer, the owner, the general contractor, right. the subtrade, that, you know, let's have open conversations about this and try to solve it together rather than one group passing the all of the cost escalation onto the next group and not taking any of it themselves. So trying to be fair and open and transparent about all of those challenges mm-hmm. that everyone's facing, right? So
we're talking today with Shannon Friesen, President, CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. We're coming up against the end of our time, but I can't help but think when you're talking about industrial level work like you're doing, it seems to have, and you would have seen in your time, it's changing a bit in given that now we're seeing intergovernmental contracts, we're seeing private investment coming in on some things. So like how a school is built today or how a hospital is built takes on a little bit of a different look than it would have 20 years ago. Is that been good for the industry and what challenges does that bring?
It has been good for the industry. And I think, you know, an interesting statistic right now in this moment in time is Saskatchewan is leading the way in private investment across our country. So that's an exciting statistic, even amidst the tariffs. 2024 was a great year. So coming into 2025, so people are building differently. They're looking at things differently. Different groups are coming to the table and all of that, you know, has economic spinoff for a positive way for our province mm-hmm. and our country. So.
Well, listen, this has been really good. I know for a fact that if we are seeing our way through the challenging times that we are right now in, construction plays a pretty important part in that, Shannon. So to you, to your team, to the members that you represent as part of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan, thanks for what you do. Thanks for coming in and joining us. And I hope we can stay in touch and navigate some of these challenges and talk about it together over the next few months.
Absolutely. I'm ridiculously proud to be part of this industry. We build Saskatchewan.
Yes. And I see the pride. I feel the pride. And I think all of Saskatchewan people benefit from this industry and everyone that works in construction in a variety of ways. So again, Shannon Friesen, President, CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Evan.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.